This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, August 8th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the latest edition of AgriPulse Newsmakers was filmed at Minnesota's Farm Fest. It features key leaders of the state's delegation in Washington. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar has issues with the USDA reorganization plan.
We are down 15,000 employees, and we're down 1,600 researchers because of terminations or because of early buyouts and the like. And I just don't think that's good for rural America. So I start from that basis. And you look at the tariffs and all the inconsistencies and drying up markets, all of this is not good for rural. One thing we want to make sure is the USDA has their back. So this reorg plan would move half of the employees into states that are not in Minnesota. In fact, they are not even in the upper Midwest.
Minnesota's Angie Craig is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee and does not appreciate the administration's handling of the proposed reorganization plan.
Well, it was egregious that the administration didn't notify or work with Congress at all, and apparently they didn't talk to family farmers either when they did it. I fear that USDA is making some of the same mistakes they made in my first term in Congress in 2019, where they proposed to move those jobs out of the District of Columbia. And what ended up happening, the agency became much, much less productive. And I think in their plan, I mean, you know, all of Minnesota or Iowa or Illinois, I mean, frankly, I'm annoyed that they didn't even consider our input.
To other issues, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson has mentioned moving a skinny farm bill in September. Craig says they've talked, but there's much work to be done.
Well, we're in the beginning process of that discussion. Chairman Thompson and I met before I left Washington, and we had a conversation about the fact that I need to talk to my committee members about what their priorities would be in a skinny farm bill. Obviously, I wish we had done a full 12-title, 5-year farm bill instead of doing part of this in reconciliation. But there was a lot undone. We need to reauthorize CRP, rural broadband, some of the farm credit programs.
Craig says some members of her party are chapped at the nutrition cuts that were in budget reconciliation.
I think when you cut $168 billion from the nutrition title of the farm bill, it makes it harder to get, you know, full Democratic support.
Senator Klobuchar says she has some specific items she wants to see in the slimmed down version of the farm bill.
Number one, making sure that the loan limit increases for our farmers. It's been set years and years ago, and costs have gone way up. Senator Hovind and I have a legislation to take that from $2 million to $2.6 million for ownership loans, and also operating loans would go up as well. We've got to do more on allowing for grazing on CRP lands. Senator Thune and I have that bill. We can do more on ARC and reference prices. Finally, we've just got to have so many needs in rural America with housing, childcare, those kinds of things. So I'd love to get a farm bill done.
Craig says any extended farm bill will need to be bipartisan. She says that may not be as easy after budget reconciliation and budget rescission.
The coalition normally gets 150 Democrats to vote for a 12-title, 5-year farm bill. I don't think that's possible. Is it possible to get it over the finish line? We're going to have those conversations to see what exactly is going to be in it. So I think what's in the skinny farm bill, how it's paid for, is going to guide whether or not we're able to get it across the finish line.
There is much more on the farm bill and other pending legislation on this week's Newsmakers, available now at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 38th annual conference at a brand new venue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 20th through 22nd. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.